Good morning, my listening friends. Today, we conclude our series of messages on faith in action, five unlikely heroes. We have so far looked at Rahab, Gideon, Barak, and Samson. Today, we look at Jephthah. Though we might consider each of these persons as unlikely candidates for the title of heroes, the fact is that they are considered heroes by God. And like them, each one of us can be heroes if we make ourselves available to be used by God. The story of Jephthah is found in Judges 10 to 12. During Jephthah's lifetime, the Israelites had abandoned exclusive worship of God, Yahweh, and had mixed their religion with the worship of the gods of all the nations around them. Because of their rebellion and spiritual adultery, the Lord sold them into the hands of the Philistines and the Ammonites, who oppressed them for 18 years. When the people cried out to God for help, He sent Jephthah to rescue them. Jephthah was a mighty warrior, but he had a problem. He was an outside child. His mother was a prostitute. When his father's other sons grew up, they drove him away, and as such he became an outcast and the leader of a small posse. When the Ammonites made war on the people of Gilead on the east side of the Jordan River, they turned to the outcast Jephthah for help. In desperation, the elders of the people swore an oath to God to make Jephthah their ruler so that he could lead them to victory. The outcast became the hero. And why is he the hero? We'll first look at his faith. The Ammonites claimed that the land of Gilead was stolen from them some 300 years earlier, and they were prepared to make war on Israel if the land was not given back to them peaceably. Jephthah trusted God to decide the matter in Israel's favor. At first, Jephthah tried diplomacy, arguing from history that the land truly belonged to Israel. When diplomacy failed, however, and the Ammonites attacked Jephthah, Jephthah defeated the Ammonites through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So Jephthah achieved a great victory because of his faith. However, we see Jephthah's weakness as a human, because the story highlighted Jephthah's error. At the start of the conflict, Jephthah made an oath to the Lord that if the Lord should grant him victory over the Ammonites, he would sacrifice to the Lord as a burnt offering anything that came out of the door of his house to meet him when he returned home. This vow to God was to cause him and his family much anguish and grief. Who else was to be the first to come out of his house to greet him and to celebrate his victory but his daughter, his only child? Jephthah realized too late the error of the vow he made to God. The rash vow caused much grief because he knew that he had to fulfill his vow. According to Numbers 30 verse 2 and Deuteronomy 23 verses 21 to 23, any vow made to God was not to be broken. Just as how God makes promises to man which he will never break, God holds every promise that man makes to him, he takes them seriously. Jephthah was trapped by his own words. Proverbs 20 verse 25 warns against making vows to God. It is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider his vows. In reality, God never asked Jephthah to make a vow, and God would have defeated the Ammonites anyway, because God had promised his people that he would fight their battles for them. Though Jephthah's vow tarnished the victory God accomplished through him, he still is considered by the writer of the book of Hebrews as a worthy example of a man of faith, worthy enough to be included among those who are to be honored and emulated, and those who are to be an inspiration to all believers to live a life of faith. There is no perfect person and no perfect faith. We all stumble in our walk of faith. This is clearly evident in the life of Jephthah. Even the great Elijah, who never experienced death but was translated, was a man of weakness. He allowed fear and despondency and had suicidal thought to paralyze him. But Elijah is considered by all as a true man of faith. So even if our faith at times is as weak as some of these five heroes that we have examined, or even if our faith is as small as a mustard seed, God can still use us if we are willing for him to use us. It is not the size of our faith, but the ability of the one in whom we put our faith. I close this series with the words of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, including these five unlikely heroes, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Walk good, Jamaica, and keep the faith of our fathers who wrote a prayer for Jamaica. Eternal Father, bless our land. Guard us with thy mighty hand. Keep us free from evil powers. Be our light through countless hours. To our leaders, great defender, grant true wisdom from above. Justice, truth, be ours forever. Jamaica, land we love. God bless.